Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Boom.
Oh, do I love that.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Oh, do I love that. You ever heard the little kid give the speech? That's
yeah,
even
that's,
better.
That's funny.
So good. All right, just to wrap up the Steeler talk before we get to George Mikulowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now off that Pitt game and the general. Bob, give me a point total. Where do the Steelers need to get to win the game in your not-so-humble opinion?
27 points.
27, okay. All right. I'm going to say they need to get to 23 to win the game. How do you like them apples?
It could very well be. It might be less. I just think given the way, you know, the Ravens have been scoring over 30 points in every game since their bye, they've been really mowing people down offensively. I think it's going to take that much. You have to score.
Did you watch Ravens-Browns? I was not overly impressed with the Ravens offense in that game. They wound up scoring a bunch, but it was because the Browns offense was so sickly. But for the first half, and for a fair amount of the game, I thought that the Ravens looked a little bit frustrated offensively in that game, if you watched it. I don't know. We have to move on, though. We'll get back. Jay Caulfield, top of the hour. Right now, George Mikulowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now talking about the Pitt game last night. George, I was at the Penguin game and had the Pitt game on a video, a monitor in front of me, and it looked like they were competitive for a while, but man, Cooper Flagg is just too much, isn't he? That dunk was incredible, and you can see why he's maybe going to be the number one pick in the draft.
He is, Joe. He is. I mean, he's a game changer. Jeff Capel raves about his competitiveness. I think his defense is something that goes so under the radar, at least on the national scene. Like, all you hear about him is obviously the dunks and the step backs and the crossovers. Like, he can do everything at 6'9" that you want in a basketball player. But his defense altered the game, as well as his teammates. Like, they are the biggest team in college basketball. They're the number one defense in college basketball. They made things near impossible for Jalen Lowe and Ish-Leggett, shut those two down for Pitt, and it was never really that close. I mean, like you said, they kept things within striking distance. Biba Cummings, the local kid, had a few buckets there in the second half that I think cut it to 9, or either 9 or 11, with about 15, 10 minutes left, but couldn't really get it any closer than that. It didn't feel close, I'll say that much.
No, and I think a lot of it had to do with they were allowing some open threes, number one. They missed a lot of foul shots, number two. I thought they were in the game at halftime, even down 10, despite all of that. But the difference of talent, especially rebounding inside play, I thought was very apparent as that game went on.
I agree, Bob. I mean, you look at these guys that were guarding the Pitt guards. Jalen Lowe, I just watched through all of his 12 shots from last night. Ish-Leggett, all of his 15 shots, they combined to shoot 19%, those two of Pitt's stars. two of the best players in the ACC. I'll still say that even after yesterday. But they were being guarded by these guys. Con Kniffle, 6'7", 215. Malik Brown, 6'9". Kamon Malawach, 7'2". Like, we're talking about men against boys last night. Like, these are absolutely elite athletes. This is a top three, top four team in all of D1 basketball right now, Duke. And they played to their strengths last night, completely took Pitt out of the game and Pitt's best players out of the game with their athleticism and just with their talent. I mean, I haven't even really talked about Cooper Flagg's offensive ability that much, and he showed everything he can do last night. And that dunk, man, that dunk over Guillermo Diaz-Graham will be in highlight reels forever.
All right, George. So what are we to read into this Pitt team? They beat Wisconsin 19th. They had a nice win against Ohio State at Ohio State.
West Virginia, too.
And then they get just not beaten, but destroyed by Mississippi State. And in the end, I mean, that's an ugly-looking loss to Duke, 76-47. Are they any good?
It is.
How good are they, maybe, is the best way to phrase that.
Yeah. One quick minor correction. They did not beat Wisconsin. They lost that game at the Greenbrier, but it was a close game. The win over Ohio State, I think, showed me a lot more than last night's loss and the loss to Duke showed. I think this team can compete with top 25 teams, with teams that are going to be in the NCAA tournament. I think they can win multiple games in the NCAA tournament. I still do. You look at how good Mississippi State and Duke are, and it makes sense. Mississippi State's 14-1 this year. They're a top 15 team across any metric you want to look at. Duke is the number one team in the nation on KenPom's rankings as of today. The best defense, a top 10 offense. Like, those teams are unbelievably talented and skilled, competitive, and physical. Like, I think that's the one thing we've learned, is it's going to take a lot for Pitt to compete with these top physical teams and the big teams that really kill you inside. I honestly, guys, I liked Cam Corin last night. He showed me a lot against those bigger Duke players. He was boxing out. He had 4 offensive rebounds. I think that's a huge takeaway. Although he just had 11 points and 7 boards, like, you don't really see that popping out on the stat sheet. But I think there's been improvement there. It's just, how can these guards overcome players that can switch onto them? And how can they step up and make big plays, make big shots? I also think they need some shooters to step up. Like, Ish Leggett and Jalen Lowe have not shot the 3 well this year. There's no one like Blake Hinson on this year's team who can stretch a defense out to 30 feet. There's no one like Joe Starkey who can hit step back, you know, 2-pointers in your face.
Ah, look at you kissing up to the star of the show here.
This is unbelievable, George.
George, I thought that was slow motion. I thought they had slowed it down. It looked so long to unfold to get the leg out to kick. But, hey, he made the shot. I can't take it against
that. At least it went in, George.
Went in.
George, we appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right.
What a nice man he is to throw that in there, huh, Bob?
How about that? Look at that. Turn around, kick out, Dirk Nowitzki / Joe Starkey. Dirk Starkey.
This ACC right now, they don't play the whole rest of
nobody's
their schedule.
Ranked,
nobody's ranked.
No, that's it. But they have some teams that they're going to have Louisville coming up, I think, this weekend.
Here, so you know what? I'm already worried now about Pitt's resume. You know, I mean, it feels like even if they do well, people are going to rightfully point. Yes, I made a mistake there. They lost to Wisconsin 81-75. And then the games against Mississippi State and Duke were 90-57 and 76-47. So people are going to ask, no matter what happens from here on out, people are going to ask, yeah, well, who did Pitt beat? Rightly or wrongly? That's very sad, Bob. But they need to start winning and winning a lot to get in. They have been winning, but they need to keep winning.
They're going to win. They're good enough, and I think their guards had an off night shooting. The problem with a team like this, and I think that's a good point that George made about Cam Corin, he needs to be that person inside to clean up some stuff. Austin got a little banged up last night, but I think if they're going to be successful, they have to shoot better than what they shot. 31% ain't going to get it done. They're a team that lives and dies with those kind of shooting nights.
George from Pittsburgh now is on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the...